Okay, it's part two of the rest of the story of what's going on with AT&T and my iPhone and the general shenanigans and why I'm about to declare war on AT&T. I think where I left off was talking about AT&T transferred me to Apple, which there was no reason for, because my question and my problem was, in this case, with my wireless. Or with, I'm sorry, with my Edge network, which was reading really, really low. The lady at Apple, bless her heart, was more than helpful and awesome. And I told her, I'd actually been twittering to you guys. I've been twittering Katie, you're on there, and Marla, and of course Lisa and Alan and who else? There was a whole bunch of people that were responding to my AT&T rant. And Starzy, I see you on there. That basically, people have been talking about there's all these problems with AT&T, and everybody's having problems with their cell phone company and everything. And I said, ma'am, please send this up to your superiors. I love my iPhone. I'm not a Mac fanboy. I really love it because it is infinitely useful to me. It's something that has become an integral part of the way I work. So that being the case, it would pain me much to give it up. So please, on behalf of me and behalf of a lot of people out there, send it to your superiors. Find another carrier. Find somebody that is not going to screw up as totally as AT&T seems to screw up. And she gave me a very interesting reply, which was that she laughed and she didn't really say anything, but I get the impression, Alan, you had said on your tweet there that there's a rumor that the people high up in Verizon in June are rumoring that there might be an iPhone in Horizon's lineup. Please God make this so, because Verizon, I know and I hear lots of good things about, and that's where the iPhone needs to be. Which is pretty much, and I think it's almost a given at this point that the new iPhone, the iPhone third generation, is about to be released in June or July, I can't remember. And I really hope that's so. But the point is, my problem here is, even though I know that that phone is going to be coming out, and even though I know that in all probability I'm going to get that phone, because from what I've seen, it is going to be, again, very useful to me. I'm paying for this Edge service and not getting it. I'm paying them, a considerable amount of the bill, so that I can have internet access anywhere, not because I want to sit around and talk about American Idol, but because I actually use it to upload work, to download work, Twittering. Believe it or not, even Twitter is sort of, it's good to get my artwork out there. I consider it something very business oriented. So if I'm paying them this money and they're screwing up my bill, and on top of that, they're not delivering the service that I'm asking for, why are we not publicly declaring war on AT&T? I don't understand it. So if you agree with me, let me know. Send me a Twitter. If you're getting this off AudioBoo, my Twitter account is at Isoban, Isoban, or you can send me an email, Isoban, Isoban at gmail.com, and let me know, because it's I'm ready to call out the freaking Valkyries on this and have somebody's head at AT&T over this. It's just insane. That's my rant for the night. I'm gonna go eat a steak because I deserve it, damn it. I'm gonna cool down. I'm gonna relax. If it wasn't so late, I'd hit the damn treadmill, just work off some of the energy. But no, I'm gonna eat a steak because that sounds awesome. Yeah, let me know if you agree with me. And have a wonderful evening and have a great weekend.